This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
This week's export sales were strong again for the corn markets. This is exactly what we need to see in order to meet high expectations. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
First thing I like to say is just be prepared. You know, have a contingency plan. So, you know, if you think about, I'll just segue to the war over there in Iran right now with everything going on and the contingency plans that the generals had in place to, you know, rescue that downed airman. You know, you think about all that stuff going into a replant as well. And I'll you know, kind of tie that together. You know, you got to be prepared. You got to have those contingency plans. And basically part of that is just scouting, right? You got to scout those fields. You got to evaluate your stands. Just like you got to evaluate and recon everything you have in a war zone. You know, you think about your field, there's a lot of things going on out there. You got bugs, you got diseases, you know, you got waterlogged soils, and all those different things can happen.
Unfortunately, the soybeans continued with another week of disappointing sales.
This will be 10 out of the last 12 weeks for soybean sales to miss. So this is just continuation of a problem. It's actually the exact opposite commentary to the corn, whereas corn usage in ethanol is down because the efficiency is so good, but exports are very good on the bean side of things. The exports are weak, while the crush side of things, the usage for crush is phenomenal.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. Find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.